Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park with six great questions from our great fans. Let's get to, hopefully, some great answers. Question number one comes from Steven in Hong Kong. Assuming Adrian Peterson is back, what do you think are the three most pressing needs for the Vikings to address via free agency and the draft? I think when you look at the Vikings roster this offseason, there are a few areas to address. One, depth along the offensive line. Maybe you need a new starter, maybe you don't, but any way you cut it, you definitely need to add some depth there. You can never have too many good, serviceable offensive linemen. Middle linebacker, you can bring Jasper Brinkley back because he was solid for us in 2014. Or are you going to bring in another guy to compete? Or are you going to have Audie Cole compete with Jasper Brinkley? I can see the Vikings adding more talent to the linebacker position, and they have to figure out what they want to do at middle linebacker. And third, cornerback depth. It's not an indictment on the guys we have right now. I thought Captain Munderland, Xavier Rhodes, and Josh Robinson did a great job in 2014. Now it's a matter of learning Mike Zimmer's system even better for 2015 and the Vikings adding more talent to that position because, just like the offensive and defensive line, you can never have too many good cornerbacks in today's NFL. Our next question comes from James in Maple Grove. Wouldn't it be wise for the Vikings to address the personnel holes through free agency first before the draft? Well, by definition, the Vikings have to do that because free agency happens before the draft. But each year, free agency and the draft offer different strengths and weaknesses. It's up to the teams to figure out where the strengths are in each avenue and then address the roster accordingly. I do think the Vikings will be aggressive in free agency, whether it's adding starters, as they did last year, Linval Joseph and Captain Munderland, or key players for depth, which they did by signing Tom Johnson, for example. I think the Vikings are going to make some moves in free agency. They won't be overspenders because that's not the way to build a great team, but they will add some key pieces. Our next question comes from David. What does Teddy need to improve on for next season? Well, Teddy is a young player. He's going to be going into his second season. He will presumably be the starter. I think he needs to improve all areas of his game. Yes, I was very pleased with his first season, his rookie season. I thought he looked very good, and it's clear to me that he's the future at the position. But I don't think Teddy's in a position where he can not improve on anything. I think every aspect of his game he can improve on. I love him in the two-minute situation. I love him in the no huddle, but he can even improve in those areas as well. I think Teddy, as hard a worker as he is going to improve in all those areas, and he'll be a fun player to watch. The next question comes from Mitchell. What do the teams do during the offseason to help their players improve? Well, the primary thing they do is the offseason program where you see the OTAs and some of the voluntary and mandatory mini camps. That's where coaches like to install new parts of the offense. They get new players to learn the offense and then they install new wrinkles for the players who are returning. So that's the key part of the offseason. Another important part of the offseason is the strength and conditioning program where our strength and conditioning staff will work with the players to get them ready for the upcoming season. So you might not see a bunch of it on TV, but there's lots of important work being done by NFL teams, even in the offseason. Our next question comes from Tim in Lakeville, Minnesota. Do you see the Vikings making wholesale changes up front on the offensive line and the defensive line? I see some changes happening, but no, I do not see wholesale changes, particularly with the defensive line. I thought the defensive line was the strength of the Vikings team in 2014. When you look at Everson Griffin and all the sacks he had, Brian Robinson, although he didn't have the stats, played very well and was a key part of why Everson Griffin had as much success as he did. And I love the defensive tackle position with Shamar Stephan and Tom Johnson adding depth behind starters Sharif Floyd and Linval Joseph. On the offensive line, we battled through some injuries, and I thought the guys who were on the field played very hard and played pretty well throughout the season, especially toward the end of the season. They showed a lot of improvement, but I do think we're going to add some talent there. Wholesale changes? Not quite, because you have Matt Khalil, John Sullivan, and Phil Loho who are going to return as starters. Brandon Fusco coming back from injury, but I do think you'll see some more talent added. The last question comes from Ben. With all the raw talent on this team, do you think it would be wise to trade out of the 11th spot? Well, it's a little too early to field some draft questions, but we're going to tackle this one. The Vikings do hold the 11th overall pick in the first round, and I'm excited to see what they can do with it. It may not be a top 10 pick, but you can get some good players at number 11. After all, J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans, Patrick Willis of the San Francisco 49ers, two pretty good defensive players who were taking number 11 overall. Whether the Vikings trade back or not remains to be seen. They'll probably stand pat and take a pretty good player. Where that player will play, we don't know yet. There's a long way to go until the draft. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back throughout the offseason, so please submit your email questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next time.